Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
How are you going to bring everybody back safely at Ivy Tech so people who are concerned can hear that answer?
Sure. So we are ready. We are open actually right now. People can come in right now and enroll. When you come in, you can meet in face-to-face with somebody. We've got everything cleaned, social distanced. Of course, you're required to wear a mask at all times when you are on campus, even in the classrooms, even walking into the hallways. Everybody has to wear a mask. We are not testing people, or we're not asking people to provide us with a test. We are just asking people to, use good hygiene, make sure they're washing their hands all the time, keep their masks on, not to come to campus if you're a student or even an employee if you have a fever and for a number of days and all of that. And so even today, I've been updating the employees quite often, just saying kind of what to expect and all of that. And now with classes starting on the same day as IU on the 24th, I just sent another reminder, here's what what I expect everyone to do when they come to campus. And we're sharing that same information with students. So we are social distancing, like I said. We are making classrooms with plenty of space in between students. We're providing items so that students and faculty can clean their space after they walk out of the classroom. So your chair and the light ball or the light switch, the door handle, we've got people doing that too. We've got a great custodial team doing that. But we're all in this together. We need to keep each other safe. And so the expectation is for everybody to do your part in making it a safe environment. And so we're doing that. Lots of our classes are in person. Lots of them are also online. So it's a variety of different ways that we're managing the fall semester, and we are ready to rock and roll.
10 days, Jenny.
Yeah, 10 days.
And
we're ready.
One of the things would be for the students that haven't been there, that were there gosh, it's been since last March that things have been real.
Yeah.
So go back almost a year to people that have been there and experienced Ivy Tech in Bloomington, mm-hmm. and faculty that haven't been back around either the adjunct or the full-time faculty that have been around. What do you think are the things that they're going to notice first and foremost that are different about the way it looks and how you move around in the building?
Sure. So I think right away, especially if you work and take classes in our main campus, the Connie and Steve Ferguson Academic Building, you will notice the reception area has plexiglass around it. We also have some stanchions around to make sure that people are walking on the right side of the hallway. We've got every single person wearing a mask. So when you walk in the building, you'll be greeted by a number of people, including our security team, with masks on. And you'll notice our water fountains are all turned off. And, we turned those off right away in March, and we're not planning to use them until we feel it's safe to use them. Now, we did add those bottle filler water things, mm-hmm. so we have those things around campus for people. But they're gonna notice things like that. They're going to notice, and many people probably hearing this radio show today, have been on campus and have been to Shreve Hall and have seen our commons area. Well, that whole entire space has now been turned into a student support service area. So you may have read it in the newspaper a couple weeks ago, and there were some really good pictures that were in the cover of the HT, and where we have stations set up so that and socially distanced, of course, where students, and when they come in and they need to register, we can get them right onto a computer. They can either meet with a person face to face, like I said, social distance, or they can get on that computer and have a virtual advising or financial aid meeting through Zoom. It's been working really well. So that whole area has been completely transformed. You're also going to see, unfortunately, that Blooming Foods is closed until January. That was a major decision that both parties really needed to make, and so we decided that that was going to close until January. And you're probably going to see less people walking around on campus, yeah,
talk,
unfortunately.
Talk about that, so, Jenny, because the Commons
one-way
area...
traffic, two-way traffic?
The Commons exactly. area was always a place where between classes people gathered. It was the area where Blooming Foods was. It was kind of a social mm-hmm. area. What's going to happen with respect
I'll
to that?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to give you a megaphone, Keith, and put you on a lifeguard chair and say, keep it moving, people. Keep it moving.
Notice I don't need a megaphone. I've got the loudest voice in the whole wide world. I'm
Which
just
is
saying,
fantastic.
I never need one. Keith always says, we need a mic. And I'm like, I don't need a mic. I'm loud. But, you know, we are setting up. It's so important for students when they're on campus that they're making connections with other students and their colleagues in classrooms and things like that. So, you know, we are making a space, especially outside, for students to be able to go out and talk with other students, be with other students as they're waiting in between classes. When they're inside, they do have to wear the mask and all of that. We have an area for students to be able to eat their lunch if they bring it in and things like that. And it's kind of all over the building so that they're not on top of each other. And then the team from the custodial team will be around all the time, all day long, just cleaning, you know, making sure things are wiped down, all of that. And so students will have places to go, and we're just trying to do our best to keep them safe and keep them motivated to continue their classes, because that's really, really super important right now during all of this, as people are going through so many emotions and everything else. So that's what we're trying to do to get students to feel at home at Ivy Tech through COVID.
And the other thing, Jenny, the interesting part is this will be the first time, and I've been bringing this up at every level, that you have had a full, quote-unquote, full building or campus, because in the spring, everybody just said, hey, we're on spring break, don't come back. Now everybody's
right.
back. That's right. going to be the most interesting part, but at least you're all in mm-hmm. this together. Nobody really has a head start or knows how it can work, so you're all
right.
starting at ground zero and working at this together. Does that forge a sense of community in that way?
Yes, definitely. The team, I mean, you know, we're really close. We call ourselves a family. We really are. And it even has created even more of that. You're right, though. We closed March 20th. Effectively, you know, that was it. And we never opened our doors again until July 6th. And that was only on a limited basis. So all of our summer classes were virtual. This will be the very first time. Just like MCCSC, where faculty are going to have to, you know, when they do go back to the classroom, they're going to be wearing their masks and teaching with a mask on, with their students with their masks on, and how all of that's going to kind of change. And, you know, I had mentioned before we had a team that was getting the place kind of ready to go, you know, for July 6th. And then when we officially opened August 3rd. And that team is really close. We talk every day. We're all going to be walking the building to make sure things are working well. We know if we have to, we'll, you know, turn on a dime to make something, you know, change a process or how we're doing something. So we're excited. We're nervous. We're scared. All of the above. And again, like I said, we are ready to rock and roll, but we know we have to be as flexible as possible with this COVID thing.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, there's always something happening at Ivy Tech away from the COVID situation. And one of the programs that you were rushing to get ready was the automotive program out the
yes.
airport. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it ready?
Yes, it's like so close to being ready. The team, you know, Mark Richards is the faculty member in the technology area, and he's really all summer. That was kind of what he was tasked to do, because, you know, we had to order all kinds of equipment through Perkins funding and all of that to be delivered to the airport. So between Mark Richards and the team, Scott Kaufman in particular, and facilities, they have really been putting that place together, painting it, getting it ready, getting the equipment set up. Just yesterday, I got a picture of the signage that went up on the building, which is amazing. We've got some other things going out there, and they're ready to rock and roll. It will be open for classes. They will be in person, and that will start August 24th. Really super excited about it. You'll hear more. We're going to try to do a social distanced ribbon cutting just as soon as we can get the final signage and everything else ready to go, and everybody's schedules are what they need to be. And so we hope to have a great photo op for that and be able to talk more about the automotive program that we're having at the airport. It's really exciting.
What are some of the things students can sign up for right now for that program?
Well, Keith, you know, if they actually we're in express enrollment right now. Mm-hmm. They can come in even Saturday. We've got express enrollment from 10 to 2. But they can come in and just see what the curriculum looks like, and then look to see what classes they would need.
Okay.
So I don't know if you were asking me about specific classes or
no.
What it is they need to
if
take.
You could
but
just
they
rattle
can
them off in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no problem.
The interesting thing, Jenny.
I go to my Ford dealership and drop my car off.
Yeah.
How much longer will this be?
Well, but the interesting thing is, you know full well that all of the automotive places in this entire South Central Indiana area have said, hey, Ivy Tech, can you help us? We need people that are trained.
Big
there are
time,
jobs.
Big time. There are a ton of jobs in our surrounding counties, you know, all over the place. They came to us saying, we're desperate for this program. Can you help us? You know, of course, we said, yes, well, let's see where we could put it first. And if you recall, a year ago, we started with Hoosier Hills,
mm-hmm.
They're just awesome. So we used their space, and as we noticed how many people were really interested in the program, we knew we needed our own space so that we could offer day, night, and weekend evening courses. So that's what we're doing. If anybody's interested, we will be more than happy to share what courses that you would need. And it's really great, just like most of our programs. You know, we stack them, and what that means is a student can come in, and maybe after four classes, they get a certificate. They might get a technical certificate after 30 credit hours, and then they can continue if they want or go into the workforce, come back and finish an associate degree. So there's ways they can take these classes and get to work right away, because people need people in so many different areas, but automotive is a big one.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, people may not totally believe this, but students show up at Ivy Tech who are financially hurting, they're food insecure, clothing, all kinds of things. Ivy Tech's mm-hmm. got a program to help, and that's an amazing program. Talk a little bit about that for someone that may be saying, gee, I'd like to go, but I can't afford, or I don't deny it.
Yeah, I mean, come and talk to us. You know, come walk in the door and ask for, hey, how can I get help to pay for college? All of those kinds of questions. We have so many variety of scholarships available. We will help you fill out the free application for federal student aid so that you can get the most literally bang for your buck with federal dollars, state funding, apply for Ivy Tech scholarships. And, you know, then we also have a food pantry and things like that, that when students are in need, we are here to help them. And a lot of that food pantry is supported by our Circle of Ivy, the women's philanthropic group. They have supported that program. A lot of employees actually give to that program so that we can help our students, because we know they need lots of things. And, you know, what's really cool about the food pantry is that a student might come in and maybe take something. Maybe they need a loaf of bread. But then maybe they had something at home that they didn't need, like maybe some contact lens solution. And so they will give and take at the food pantry.
Wow.
And that's been really incredible to see students helping students, you know, needing something, but then giving back something that they didn't need for somebody else. So we have all of those services available to our students. And again, lots and lots of scholarship opportunities. All they need to do is ask, how do I do it? And we will help them.
Brag a little bit, Chancellor Vaughn. One of your programs, the culinary program, got an amazing accreditation rating.
Yeah, well, let me tell you first, it was our first accreditation that I've ever, well, all of us have ever gone through, that we were doing it by Zoom. I mean, it was pretty crazy. I mean, normally we're in a room together, uh-huh. we're going through stuff or documents and all of that. Now, the accreditors physically came to campus, but they were by themselves, you know, socially distanced, checking the curriculum, talking to students via Zoom, talking to administrators, talking to faculty, and all of that. But I'm just so proud of the work that our hospitality program, the team has done. So Stacy Strand runs the program along with Tad DeLay, and Michelle gives them support in the back office and ordering and all of those good things. But we are so happy to report that our Bloomington hospitality program will retain our exemplary status. I believe we're one of the only ones in the state that have that exemplary status. And it's a really, really pretty incredible that comes from the American Culinary Federation. And so kudos to the team at Stacy Strand at the helm and all the great work that they do for our students in the hospitality program.
And kudos to your respiratory program.
Yes, and they did too. We were able to meet with them before COVID, and the results came out after COVID. So, yes, they were awarded the maximum time period for reaccreditation, and that's a big deal. 10 years is the maximum you can get for reaccreditation for respiratory care, and that was the accrediting body there is the Commission on Accreditation for Respiratory Care, and they went through all of the program and concluded that they will be able to continue with that amazing accreditation. And again, super proud of the team there. Chris Barnes leads that program, and she and the faculty are doing just a great job. And the students are amazing. They're award-winning students. You know, sometimes we get awards from the state of Indiana, and, you know, it's usually, if it's not a nursing student, it's probably a respiratory student. So pretty incredible work.
Excellent job, Chancellor. We always appreciate the look into what's happening there on the west side. If people would like more information, the easiest place to get it is knocking on the door, wearing a mask, and asking for help. But
that's right. That's right.
There are some other ways in our worlds to do so. You can call, get online, do it all, right?
That's right. And really right now, the best number to call us is 812-330-6013. And if you have your pen available and you want to write our email address, it's simply askbloomington@ivytech.edu.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, so any of those ways, you can or just come on over. Come on in, walk in the door. We are here to help.
Excellent. Well, we'll get closer and closer and closer. The 24th, Monday, is opening day. And you'll be there to throw out the first pitch in the parking lot at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And next week I look forward to sharing some of the Welcome Week activities that'll be virtual this year, but we'll be sharing what we're doing this next
day. I've never had a virtual donut or a virtual piece of pizza, but I'm guessing it will be excellent if you guys are serving it up. Great job as always, Chancellor. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and have a great weekend.